Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running up. Me a dead, if I drink out a glass, I can't stop her alone. I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
I'm too blessed to be
stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Johnny and
food in a Dutch pot.
I'm from the news, and the devil can't touch that. Yes, they can't forget that.
Cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me another time to study the Word of God. Truly, it is a blessing to be able to fellowship with those who love the Lord. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just bless you right now. We honor you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for another time to be able to study the Word of God with friends and loved ones who just truly love you, God. I pray on tonight that you would truly move in a special way. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God, which is truth. We thank you for speaking to us over and over again. We thank you for directing us, Lord. And Lord, I pray for that one that is listening right now. I pray that they would be encouraged and strengthened. I pray that their hearts would be stirred to seek your face even more. And I pray for that one that is not feeling well in body, who is sick. Pray, oh God, that you would truly touch right now, touch their bodies, heal them, oh God, deliver them, Lord. And Father, I just say thanks to you right now. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah chapter 25. And looking at your purpose, I want you to understand that you should learn how to praise the Lord. In the midst of everything that's going on around you, learn how to praise the Lord. It says, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord had spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. And Isaiah chapter 26 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. Dear friends, I want you to know that God is to be praised. The Bible says, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I want you to learn, dear friend, that in the midst of everything that's going on, learn how to praise God. I will exalt. The word exalt means to lift up. I will lift up the Lord. I will bless him. I will praise him. The Bible says, for thou hast done wonderful things. In other words, God has truly been good to us, and we will bless him. For thou hast made of a city and heap of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. So those who are strong, regardless of what's going on around them, they will glorify God. They will praise their God. If you are strong in the Lord, praise him. If you know who you serve, praise him. If you know that God is truly the God that can do anything, praise him. For thou hast been a strength to the poor. Over and over again, God is our strength. God is our help. God is our peace. God is our joy. God is our everything. Bible says he's a strength to the needy in his distress. How many of you have ever been in distress? When you've been in distress, then you recognize that God is the one that you can turn to for your help. A refuge from the storm. My God, how many times do you realize that God is your refuge from the storm? A refuge in the time of trouble. A refuge when we need him most. He is truly our refuge. We cannot go too far without recognizing that God is truly the one that is able to help us, the one that is able to gird us up, the one that is able to give us special strength. The Bible says a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. So when everything around us is chaotic, God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our help. It says, thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. So we realize that God is our salvation. The Bible says in verse 8 that Jesus, because the Old Testament is a foreshadow of things to come, and so Isaiah prophesied about Jesus long before he came. Look at verse 8. It says, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all their faces. So the only person who swallowed up death in victory was Jesus Christ. And so Isaiah was prophesying about the coming Messiah and the fact that he himself, God himself, would wipe away all tears from their faces. Look at verse 9. It says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. Who have we been waiting for? The Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. We have been waiting for Jesus to come, and he did, in fact, come. The Bible says, and he will save us. Who can save us? Jesus. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. In his salvation. So I want you to know that God is God and that we can wait for his salvation. It says, for in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down. Now, Moab represents sinful nature, sinful behavior. In other words, when we talk about trotting down Moab, we're talking about trotting down high places that have idol worship. Any high places that have idol worship. So we're not just talking about, you know, kicking down a city. We're talking about kicking down old habits, kicking down old behaviors that would cause us to do things that are not pleasing to God. Look at verse 11, and he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. So God will just spread out his hands towards us. And it says, and he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. So those who are prideful, God will spread forth their hands, his hands, and will just get rid of their pride. He does not want prideful people to stand before him, because as you know, we should humble ourselves before the Lord. And the Bible says, and the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. And so it's almost referring back to what happened to Jericho. Because remember, when they marched around the Jericho wall, the walls fell down flat. So this is almost in reference to it or talking about it, because it talks about God bringing stuff down low and how it will be like the dust. You see, when people try to mess with God or try to mess with the people of God, God will bring them low. God will teach them that you cannot be prideful. And dear friend, as Christians, God does not want us to be prideful. He wants us to humble ourselves before him so that he can use us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 26, in that day, which day? The day when God brings down those high places. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. You see, when God is in the midst of you, your city will be strong. Salvation will God appoint for whales and bulwarks. So in other words, God will replace your weeping and your mourning with joy. He'll replace your walls with stronger walls. He will allow you to walk in his presence. He will allow you to be strengthened in your spirit. Look at verse 2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. God is opening up gates in front of you, because as a righteous nation, you need to be able to hold on to the truth and to be strengthened in knowing that God is with you. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. When your mind is stayed on God, God will keep you in perfect peace. Now, how easy is it to have perfect peace when your mind is stayed on God? Well, it might not be easy at all, but God says that he will keep you. He will keep your mind in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on God. So let God keep you in perfect peace. He can, and he will. The Bible says, open ye the gates. Open ye the gates so that the righteous can keep the truth. Who keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And that's where I left off. God wants for you to be in perfect peace. He wants for you to rest in him. He wants for you to trust in him. I want you to know it's easy to trust in people and things, you know, trusting nice cars and houses, but God wants you to put your trust in him. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. God will give you everlasting strength. Strength that will not wear off, strength that will not go away, but God will give you everlasting strength, and his name is Jehovah, his name is God. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth low, he layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. God will pull down strongholds. And he will set up those who need to be set up. But those who pride themselves in trusting in their own strength, God will work it out so that they will not be able to stand in their own strength. But sooner or later, they'll have to turn around and cry out to God. Because ultimately, God is our help. God is our strength. And we need to acknowledge that we cannot make it without him. We cannot do anything without him. Because God is truly our friend. He's our daddy. He said that he'll be a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. And I want you to understand right now that he loves you, he cares about you, and that everything that you have need of, he has already supplied it. The Bible says that we must bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be upon our lips. Dear friend, when last have you truly praised God with all your heart? When last have you truly blessed him in such a way that you know, just couldn't even stop praising him anymore? I want you to know that Jesus loves you very much. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to bless him. And I'm going to close a little bit early tonight, but Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, verse 9 and verse 10. And our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, I want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. He cares about your family. He cares about everything about you. And I just want you to remember to put your trust in Jesus. Bow your head and pray with me. Dear Lord, I thank you for this momentary study. I thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us, letting us know that we ought to praise you, letting us know that you care about us. And Father, in every area of our lives, I pray that you would bless right now. Move in a special way, God. Heal those that are sick. Pray, God, that you would heal arthritis, heal diabetes. God, heal from cancer. God, every type of cancer, bone and lungs and liver, Lord God, and Father, bone, and every type of cancer, Lord God, I pray in the pelvic area and the cervix area, God, touch right now. I know that you're able to heal every form of cancer right now, and I just thank you, Lord God, for moving in a special way. I thank you for touching me, God, for healing my body. God, for healing my daughter. God, for healing others in the family that might be sick. Lord God, I thank you for touching right now, for moving in a special way. And Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for studying with me. And listen to Kirk Franklin, Something About the Name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest
name. Sweetest name.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest.
It is the sweetest name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Oh, how I love the name.
Praise the Lord. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. And Martha Menudez says, because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
We worship the Lord because of who He is. God bless you this evening as we listen to You Can Tell the World About This. About what God has done for you, because truly He has been good to me, and I know that He has been good to you also. God bless you. Have a good evening. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and you have been listening to Vision.
Ah! Let's just come out with blessed little with food. Me a running out of blessings are running back. Me a dead. Imagine cause I'm tossing out the cup of our love. I'm
too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed.